Light rain is occurring in Minnesota at this hour. We're going to see it persist off and on through the afternoon and evening, even lingering into tomorrow morning with some advancement to the west. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Contrast in air mass temperatures is helping to promote a little bit of this precipitation. It's not very impressive. So far today, we have only seen amounts up to about 26 hundredths of an inch in the Tracy, Minnesota area. Most other amounts have run from Tracy is upwards to perhaps a tenth or 1/15 hundredths of an inch most often. There is a little bit more development coming up, though, and it looks like it's going to continue to gradually increase as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. No major soaking is expected, but a few spots will get a half inch of moisture out of the deal. Eastern South Dakota and Minnesota will be favored. There will be a few showers overnight in the southeast corner of North Dakota, but this is just a precursor to the big storm system that's still expected to come along tomorrow afternoon into Thursday. Now, the storm is really going to be mostly a Thursday event, but it will get started late in the day tomorrow. We'll look for the precipitation to begin as a rain, snow, and sleet mix taking place in the central parts of South Dakota as we get into the afternoon tomorrow, and especially tomorrow evening. Snow will become more significant in Montana and the western parts of the Dakotas as we get close to dawn on Thursday. The low pressure center responsible for all of this will come out of Colorado and work its way to Minnesota as we go from Wednesday night into Thursday, and we'll expect the storm to be most intense during the day on Thursday. We will see some impressive snows occur. Generally, we're looking for 6 to 12 inches to occur across the majority of North Dakota and northern South Dakota into northern Minnesota. Now, there will be a few counties and parts of counties that will get 12 to maybe 15 or 16 inches. Some of the computer forecast models out there are still calling for more than 25 inches of snow. I'm not going to buy into that at the moment because I think there's going to be a lack of moisture available for that kind of quantity of snow to occur across the area, but it certainly is going to be hazardous for travel across the region. We'll expect some road closures to take place during the course of the day on Thursday, and visibility will be near zero, so travel is going to be strongly discouraged as the storm system works its way through the region. We will look for better weather on Friday morning. It'll be Friday afternoon before the winds lighten up. We'll expect wind gusts in between 35 and 55 miles per hour, mostly up to about 50. We'll look for the wind to cause some of that blowing and drifting of snow. Wind chill factors will become very impressive, and the low temperatures over the weekend will be in the negative and positive single digits. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.